Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Under the trench coat, with rolling in the cake.
Good. I was gonna say, I feel like we went you went recently enough.
All right. Hello and welcome to Under the Trench Coat, the after-show bonus episode for Riven, the Shattered Continent. I am Ken Brown, your dungeon master.
I am Brad Konauer. Not your dungeon master.
Felt like you were trying to do something different for season two, just not there yet.
Hi, I'm Nick, and I don't approve of involving girls in the boys club.
Wow.
That's very. Hang on. Because of Edward, this one's going out to everybody too. I want to make it very clear. This is a ha-ha joke. I have nothing against the intermingling of genders in clubs and whatnot. I'm just really playing hard into the Harkos is offended and jealous that Trevor suddenly has a new... This is like the typical thing, right? Like when you're best friend matures a little bit quicker than you and suddenly gets into girls and you're like, but we used to hang out. Now he's all about the skirts. For some people that means one thing, for others it just means a different type of dress, and that's okay. I just want to make a point that Nick himself does not have any issues with women being part of the quote unquote boys clubs. We got girls that game with us on Saturdays, and we'll soon all have wives. Mine's still in the mail, but
wow, whoa, taking that Russia obsession a little farther, aren't you?
I'm just glad she's asleep. She'd fucking castrate me anyway. we can get into UTC now that I've attempted to save face and made it worse.
Just taking that hole and just shoveling more.
I love you, honey.
So and this is a different kind of episode because it's kind of setting up future. Like the future of Riven in its own way. And
we're not so much knocking dominoes down as we are setting them up.
Yeah. I think that that's a perfect analogy based on our past experience with how we've described these things as dominoes. And so you're deciding which domino to hold up.
Yeah.
As the start to many branching, varieties on this world, because right now you're looking at one of three different worlds, and you'll kind of get the sense of what each one of the three make important in their perspectives in the next episode as they make their cases for why they should be royal. Why they should be the new royal family.
Well, because you could call them Queen B.
Yeah. Queen A, B, and C.
That's fair.
Well, Queen A and B, and then King, because Elidir is a man, and the other two are women. So, but before we get there, Harkos got to have such a cathartic moment. I feel like that was long overdue.
Yeah.
Just letting you nest, even just for a night, letting you nest.
Yeah, it was good. I don't want to say that Harkos wept, but he wept.
there's wet spots in that nest.
Yeah. And you would think it's like bird slime, like, oh, he just tried to get everything. No, he cried into that spot and that one. And that one's the toilet corner, but he also cried in the... No, I'm just kidding. Harkos is civilized. He uses the bathroom. Unless there's not one, then he designates a toilet corner.
And you also got some validation, because Avalon does a lot of the same things that you do. More than you would have thought.
Which means I'm not special. It's just in my blood, which I'm more okay with. Because I felt like it was the weird kind of special, not the, oh, wow, way to go, Mozart kind of special. It was more the, like, calm down there, Dahmer kind of special. I was worried it was leaning into that path. But now it's just my DNA, and that's okay. Because there's two of us now, and then you can't stop two of us.
Well, and if your ley line visions are to be believed, your father was a great silver owl and your mother was a kenku. At least in alternate form.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of nesting in that genetic line. If your, visions are true.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Trevor and Lenara. Trevor and Lenara.
I hate it.
I think that interaction that you had with Lenara, because you've mused in the past that, at least I know where I'm going. And I am fairly certain that conversation has at some point happened within earshot of Lenara.
Probably.
And her hitting you with that was her way of making sure that thought is wiped from your brain.
That makes sense.
Because, elves are they live for a little while, and so she's not going to waste a sizable chunk of her sizable life. Just drop some shit. If you're just gonna be like, nah, meh, I'm good. I'm good to go. She ain't gonna put up with that. If you're gonna commit to her, then she's gonna make sure that she gets her time's worth.
Yeah, I think it would definitely be something that Trevor would have already thought about, even without mentioning it. Like, he may know where he's going, but now there's one more reason not to go there.
Yeah. And again, she's just wanting to stress that point to you. So, peek behind the curtain, just for shits and giggles, I built Lenara as a full-fledged, because I kind of had some rudimentary stats for just in case she was engaged in combat of some sort, but I have her full build, as I do for some of the other people that you've interacted with more. I had a full build for Puffles and Selena and, some of the others that you interacted with, but I didn't have one for Lenara. And now I do. She ain't no slouch.
Yeah.
She's a swashbuckler rogue, which I think is maybe a little stereotypical, but damn. I won't go into too many details on that, but
Charisma is definitely one of their big stats for that subclass. And made a lot of things make a lot of sense to me in doing so. And many of the times that she has given you those very tense stares now have in-game mechanics to go along with them.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, so you have that interaction with her, and then again the next day, another one of those very intense, like, she's making sure that you are here.
Uh-huh.
You know, making sure that she, that you know, she better be your reason. Anyway, so you, you know, even though it was only like half the episode, the real meat of the episode was you being at the Senate Chambers. So you don't know much other than kind of what you've been introduced to through the last month's recap and what I gave you in episode, but Rylo Kaoran is kind of the front runner for taking the crown next. And as I said in the in that little spiel, the month recap, yeah, she did a lot, but to what end? And just curious where if you're having some concerns already, or if you're you haven't made decisions yet.
So I don't know what Brad's gonna say on this, but I'll jump in first, because I wanted to say I had a unspoken crackpot corner as we were on a recording hiatus for a handful of weeks too in between last episode and this one, and I had some thoughts of how I thought things were going to go down and how I was going to react to said things. And they initialized at the end of last episode, but I didn't have anything fully fleshed, so I didn't say anything last under the trench coat. And then this episode, they completely got turned on their fucking head. Basically my thought was, I didn't realize that it was going to go down this way. In my brain, this situation was going to be a bunch of hoity-toity rich fuckers going, me, no, I think this, I think that, blah, 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 blah. And Harkos's intent was to waltz in and go, all of you shut the fuck up, because it's Tyrillian. And for them to all go, what?
That was my original pathway. And, not to walk in and be like, shut up, it's Tyrillian, but that was definitely...
I'm going to throw out there right now is that is not off the table. Just because these three have been nominated does not mean that all three of them can't be struck down if an argument is made for somebody else.
Well, this is a very fluid. I'm done sharing because I will now. I didn't know. I'm glad that I brought that up and that this little tidbit happened, because all the power to this Kylo Ren lady, but I mean, I like her as a person. I don't know fuck all about her, but fuck it, it's under the trench. I don't give a shit. I have stuff I want off my chest. Basically, the basis of my argument is that, like, all these people wanted Gibbous gone. But these are also all the same people that didn't buy into a fucking thing. And Tyrillian, for all that he's no longer worth, I mean, he'll get it back. We've already talked about it. I mean, he's still wheeling and dealing, which is fine. He was boots on the ground. He is the reason that most of these people are probably here. One of the reasons. The other one's Trevor, because he went to the rich people part of town. So, I mean, there's that. He also gave away his entire vault of earthly possessions. So to help the city get, I have a lot in my ammunition that I want to use for him. And I'm glad that you said that, because there's part of me that, because of the talks that I had with, Kyaren, that's her name, right? That's her last name. Kaoren. Because of the little back and forth about, William that we just had, I think I'm going to feel a little dirty about it, but I don't know her that well. And I agree with you. Like, the thought you just put forth that she did a lot, my instinct when you gave us that month, I was like, yeah, okay, but she's just trying. Like, when you said that and we knew nothing about this woman, I instantly bastardized her, because I was like, okay, but what are they, like, why you, because you talked about their little sigil was like all over everything and it was on all these tents. It's like, okay, that's not somebody that's doing something to do it, that's somebody who's putting their name on the things they're doing so people know that they're doing these things.
That wasn't William's sister, though.
No,
that wasn't.
No.
Well, what the fuck do I got? I feel less bad. I got a big Y across.
So you have Rilo Kaoren, who is the one that you saw with all of the their tents with their, yeah, their, you know, tabards all
which
over them.
Which definitely screams ulterior motive.
You have Elidir, who is kind of your, like, I wouldn't say underdog, but is kind of like a silent one that's not as well known, but is starting to make a name for themselves. So that's Elidir Zinshari. And then you have Patricia Stillbright.
Is that who we talked to?
William's sister.
And that is,
yep,
who you talked to. That is, oh, William's, okay, sister. Which I was wondering
that went right
if
over my fucking head.
I was wondering if either of you would catch that, because his last name was only mentioned once, and it was in the Riven Tale.
Which, at time of recording, I don't think Brad's heard the whole thing. So
nope.
At the very end, he's referred to as William Stillbright.
Either way.
Oh, when, yeah, because Helm talks to him. Yeah.
No, that's not Helm.
That's not Helm. Who the fuck was that?
It's a figure wreathed in flame.
What? See, this is what happens when I edit fast, man. My brain's so fucking fried this week. I feel like a turd.
A figure wreathed in flame like something Trevor saw?
Maybe.
So, yeah. Since you haven't listened to it yet, Brad, apparently, because I'm a fucking dumb, Numerath offered William a seat in his afterlife.
So I'll... a bright light flooded his vision. A figure wreathed in flame stood in front of him.
Nice.
You have done well, William Stillbright. You have honored your people. Your prayers may not have been directed to me, but I heard them nonetheless. I gift you a place in my after realm. Enter and be known as the hero that you are.
Yes. That's amazing.
When, yep, and then there were a couple screams, and William kind of like looked at Numerath, was like, hey, don't worry about it, you did yours, they got it. And William, yeah, like smiled and was like, yeah, they do. And he walked into the light.
Aww.
Well, the scream, like, that was supposed to be Syraxis coming. That,
yeah,
was the,
yeah, yeah, it was monster screams.
Yeah.
When we started hearing the names and you kind of gave us a little backstory on all three of them without knowing that was his sister, she was definitely my pick of the three, because she didn't, like, the way you explain things, she didn't come off as quite important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she seemed more like the pick that would be level-headed and not thinking about, you know, the person that may or may not be fully in it for themselves. And then once you said it was William's sister, I was pretty well sold.
Okay, so...
But I do agree on Tyrillian also, though, so...
I still will think, I think there will be some dirty pangs of guilt should I choose to follow the Tyrillian call that's in my mind.
And there are avenues that you can make the best of both worlds. If you play things the right way, you know, it's all in how you approach them going in here.
If we have to go with one of the big three, I feel a lot better about knowing the correct person that was William's sister, because I didn't really like person that put their name all over everything. And so when I thought that was William's, when I wrongly thought that was William's sister that was talking to us, I was like, I mean, that's cool or whatever, but why the fuck you gotta let everybody know you're helping? I mean, that's some super big Captain right. Hammer from Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog right there. Not a sponsor. However, Neil, I'm open. Because he was just all about helping the homeless shelter to say that, oh, look, Captain Hammer helped the homeless shelter. And this is like, oh, look, Kylo Ren saved everybody after the city was destroyed. No, they just... I could go tag a bunch of shit with Harkus's face too, and then they'd think that I did things. I did do things, thank you. But yeah, I don't know. I had a thought going into this episode how it was gonna go, and then I thought it was changed, and then I talked to you under the trench coat, and now I have a whole nother, this is like the third thought path for the shit. So I don't even fucking know. Next episode is gonna be a fucking crazy roller coaster ride of who the fuck knows what. Because as my under the trench coat notes say, Nick is dumb and confused. So it'll be a fucking, it'll be a council meeting for the ages.
I apologize for the confusion.
It's on me.
I'll say that first.
I'm sure I wasn't paying the proper amount of attention, and that's on my head, not yours.
But now that things are more clear, I guess that we can kind of move into more of this conversation. But again, I'm not expecting you to be able to have any kind of like definitive answers, because you're still not 100% sure of the politics on any of these, but you know, there's going to be some decisions, and you know, maybe politicking is not the strong suit of either of you, but I don't see this. I don't see this decision being made without the two of you, because sorry, I'm trying to get my thoughts organized here. First of all, you're making yourselves very important in the world.
Damn right we are.
On top of that, I mean, you know that people know what you did to some degree. Trevor's voice boomed out from the skies and told people to run. You know, Harkos was down on the ground getting, you know, maybe you weren't in the noble areas, but people talk. They're definitely going to talk about the Owlacoker man that came down and tried to save them.
Yeah, I'm not some Joe Schmo with the forgettable face. I'm a fucking bird person. And canonically, there ain't a lot of us left. So,
yeah,
you're gonna fucking remember, even if you don't remember what happened or who I am or my name or how I sounded, you're gonna look and go, yeah, that one, the only one alive, that's the one that did it. You sure it wasn't the bald guy next to him? Nope, definitely had feathers. 100% had feathers. What about the tiny flaming thing on the bald guy's shoulder? Nah, it was tall and creepy. Had those fucking eyes that just stare into your soul.
And when I walked up behind him, he just turned his head around. That was it.
And he asked me for whatever the fuck a Takedo is.
Oh, that hasn't come up for a long time.
It's not needed. I'm bigger than that now.
Are you though?
No.
No.
Yeah, no, not to toot our own horn, toot, but we got some fucking pull. Not just from what we've done entire campaign-wise, but specifically in Aetherport alone. Like, what we did during the event, what we did during that month, like, people should know us. Not saying that we're owed anything, but it's not like everyone's gonna think we're nobody. Like, there will be a decent chunk of people that are like, oh, those are the people.
We're going to get the people that are like, ew, all you did was tell us a dragon was coming. What else did you do?
And like him or not, we saved Gibbous. So suck a wang.
It's fair.
All right. Looking at our time here, we still have a little bit, but I mean, if there's no other questions, comments, or concerns before we close up the trench coat, do we want to go ahead and do that, or what do you got?
I have one question.
Yes.
Obviously, you've prepared things about the coin. Did you expect me to throw it in the well, or in the well, mm-hmm. in the fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I had that prepared.
Nice.
Which you don't know the effect of, but it did have an effect. Something is happening because of that.
Yeah.
You just don't know what it is.
I'd been thinking about that for the last couple of weeks.
You might say that your coin, as it dropped into the fountain, sent ripples. not only in the fountain water, but symbolically, through Riven, the shattered continent. I hate you. I hate so much.
All right, shall we close the trench coat?
We can.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I'm Ken.
I'm Brad.
I'm Nick.
We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.